Tablet 6. In the seventh chakra, the soul quiets its three gunas and becomes pure intuition. It enters into the state of perfect rest. However, by completely internalizing the rajaguna, prana, the willpower in its highest level is present. Whatever is willed will be done. Also, by this, the willpower of the unit consciousness, it can return to the koshas, into the world as an avatar, God-man. In both the sixth and seventh levels, a unit consciousness is in the state of pure consciousness. In the sixth, he uses the three gunas to help others, and he feels the infinity. And in the seventh, he is in pure consciousness without maintaining a physical body. It should be noted that it is for the sake of comprehension that the chakras and koshas were devised to explain two aspects of human existence. In reality, they are completely interrelated and of one nature. Soul, or the unit consciousness, in its ordinary state, is unaware of its divinity, the chakras, or the layers of the mind, koshas, in the body. So he identifies himself as the body. A person in this state can be called a rational animal. But through meditation, or for any other reason, the latent spiritual awareness, which is called Kundalini, sleeping serpent in the first chakra, might be awakened. When it is awakened and rises to the seventh chakra into the pituitary gland, the spiritual understanding will start to be realized, including the effect of these forces and different layers of his mind. He will become more and more familiar with his spirit and self. Before the awakening of these understandings, the person will follow the influences of these forces without having any control over them, as animals do. When this awakening occurs, however, the person realizes that there are messages which come from different chakras and influence his mind, koshas, and so his reactions. Therefore, he starts to master these influences as he progresses further. With more development, he comes closer to the essence of his self, which is one with the universal self, God. So eventually, he becomes the same as he, through the grace. Therefore, in reality, the message received from any chakra and the level of the awareness of the person creates the sheet of the mind, kosha, or the layer he is in. For example, a person who receives the messages from the first, second, and third chakras and has no knowledge of why he is bound to follow them is in the first three layers of the mind, three koshas, and is earthbound. Therefore, he suffers. That is why, even when the spiritual awareness is awakened, but the lower nature, the first three chakras, is not yet mastered, much suffering and many trials occur. Little by little, the person becomes aware of how to master these influences. So, actually, the layers of the mind and the first five chakras are, in a sense, the same. It depends on how the soul responds to the messages received from the chakras. When it responds to the messages received from the first three chakras, then the flow of energy, prana, will be outgoing, downward, and become binding desires, resulting in attachment, greed, and bondage. But when the soul responds to the call of the higher chakras, the flow of energy becomes inward, upward, and the result is higher thoughts, ideals, joy, control, willpower, and spiritual progress toward freedom from bondage. Even desires cease to be self-centered, and only those which are good for spiritual progress of the self and others will be kept and followed. So again, the relationship between lokas, worlds, koshas, layers of the mind, and chakras, spiritual centers in the human body, should be understood as not being separate things, but parts of a whole interrelated system. In fact, this should be kept in mind, that the human body is an open system related to the universe, especially in the first five chakras. That is why the first five lokas, worlds, are the same stages as the five koshas, but because these five are in the human body, they create sheets or separation. However, this is not in a thorough sense of separation, because still they are related to each other and are a part of one world, Loka. Again, the emphasis in realizing their interrelationships is to cause the seeker to ponder on these truths and realize deeper the beauty and depth of this wonderful creation. Also, it should prevent him from becoming narrow and separating the universe into segments and missing the view of the whole. You will find a summary of Universe and Man in a table